When analyzing student work, it's helpful to create a simple rating scale or rubric. For example, a rating scale of exceeds, meets, and doesn't meet expectations. Or you can use a rating scale like a 5-4-3-2-1 if you prefer numbers, or a symbol chart, plus for exceeds, check for meets expectations, and minus for doesn't meet expectations. There are many ways to create a rating scale. You make the decision on what works best for you. The most important part of your rating scale is the criteria you use to evaluate the student work. You need to be consistent in your evaluation, which can be achieved by knowing the evaluation criteria. Sometimes teacher researchers find that they need to look through a few examples to help them clearly identify and articulate the criteria. Once you have the criteria, you may want to note it on a piece of paper or post-it note to help you with consistency. Stop now and create your rating scale.